Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Michael Lutz regarding current topics in sexual dysfunction. Lutz is a partner in the Michigan Institute of Urology and president of the MIU Men's Health Foundation. Lutz first discussed erectile dysfunction as a potential harbinger of cardiovascular or neurological health issues.
Well, we know that erectile dysfunction is really an important issue that can be a harbinger for other underlying cardiovascular or neurological health issues. So when a man presents with either a sudden onset or a gradually progressive case of erectile dysfunction, it's important to start getting that kind of a general history to see, are they at risk for underlying cardiovascular disease? Do they need a cardiac evaluation? Is their exercise tolerance, has that been diminished over a period of time? Or are they suffering some other neurological or psychological issues that may either be an overlay that is affecting their overall sexuality or having a direct impact on their overall performance?
Lutz then explained how sexual dysfunction is not just erectile dysfunction.
Sexual dysfunction is not just erectile dysfunction. There are primary and or potentially secondary psychological issues that can result in erectile dysfunction and sexual performance problems, such as performance anxiety, which is probably one of the most common presentations that we will see in our practice. And performance anxiety can be benefited by direct counseling and by sexual therapeutics by a good sex therapist. And there are also some good self-help sex books that can actually help couples improve their overall performance and help get rid of the performance anxiety rather than just prescribing a medication. Because if you prescribe one of the PDE5 inhibitors for performance anxiety, it may work for a short while, but over a period of time, it will fail. And if you don't get rid of the psychological overlay, you're really not helping the individual in the long run.
Finally, let's discuss Peyronie's disease.
Peyronie's disease has been around for quite a while, for hundreds of years, and it was actually nicknamed the bent nail syndrome for the obvious reason. And over a period of time, we've tried so many different anecdotal treatments, most of them without success. And more recently, there's been the advance of Xiaflex, which we have used in our practice for a number of years now. And I have to give a lot of credit to Endo Pharmaceuticals for now creating the bent carrot campaign, which is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but the advantage is it's getting the conversation to the forefront, just like Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis did back in the 90s with regards to their advertisements to get this disease out of the closet, get men to talk about it and realize that they're not alone, that Peyronie's disease is a fairly common entity. It happens spontaneously. It unfortunately happens to men at a very fragile time of their midlife. And it needs to be addressed. And there are ways to address it and improve it. It's sometimes very difficult to eradicate, but we know that we can make it better. And that's what it's all about.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.